S. So Zoe, you can't say, cross the word S, there was a twin born. So, the answer back like this. Magolius toiva hoisebiyod. You know, really, I have a tremendous pearl in my hand. Because really, I have a good teretz I didn't give you yet. And I didn't want to tell it to you. But viyata mavakesh liyadu mimeni. Like, you want to take it away from me. You want me to lose my beautiful pearl. In other words, I have a very good shot here. All right, but now you're asking me, I'll tell you. I'll answer you already. Again, the question was, we say 70 people came down to Mitzrayim, and if you count them, really, there's only 69. So how do you have 70 if you only count 69? The teretz is, Amar Rabbi Chomo Bachanino, Zu Yechevet. You know who the 70th one was. That was Yechevet. Shehorosai B'derech. Her parents became pregnant on the road down to Mitzrayim. V'leidosa Bein HaChomois. But they first gave birth to a true when she arrived in Mitzrayim already. When they came into the Chomois of Mitzrayim, that's when she was born. So it's true, Lamaisa coming down, only 69 live people came down. But one of them was pregnant already with Yechevet, and she was born right away. That's why it's called 70. Shneimar, the pasuk says, Ashel yolda oisam alevi b'mitzrayim, that Yechevet was born to Levi in Mitzrayim. So we dashin leidosai b'mitzrayim. She was taka born in Mitzrayim, but v'yein harosa b'mitzrayim. But the pregnancy was not done in Mitzrayim. That was done on the road down to Mitzrayim before, that the mother became pregnant before on the road down to Mitzrayim.
So when she came, then she was able
to... She was born, Bein Chemeser, right. So that's why it's called 70, because the nights are there 70 altogether. With them there, yeah. I had the kashya before, but the more before, she made a choice to her. Her Yaakov didn't want to marry. Yaakov thought he's marrying Rachel. And it came out, it was late, it should be a mekach tois there. And the after answer is, it wasn't a complete mekach tois, because Yaakov Gafot knew that he's handling with a crook. And when you handle with a crook, you never sure what you're going to get. So Yaakov had in mind also that maybe she's going to be Leah. So even on the side she's Leah, right, Yaakov still had to marry her. Just he wanted to try his best to get Rachel. But by choice, Yaakov was still an Ishtom, Yosheb Holam, he couldn't outsmart Lavan. Boy Mene Rabbi Chelboy Rabbi Shmuel Ban Achmeni. See if the pasuk says, Vayi Kasha Yolda Rachel as Yosef. That as soon as Rachel gave birth to Yosef, that's when Yaakov now went to Lavan and said, listen, it's time for me to leave you. I have to go back to Eretz Yisrael. I have to go see my brother Esav. For the Gemara, Maishna, how come? Ki is Yalad Yosef Omalei. Like, how come now when Yaakov gave birth to Yosef, now he was Nicha to go back to Eretz Yisrael? How come he waited until he had Yosef? So Gemara says like this, Roh Yaakov Avinu saw b'nevuah, Shein Zarah shel Esav Nimser, Ela B'yad Zarah shel Yosef. You know who's going to be able to have Mechama and wipe out Esav Amalek? It's going to be the children of Yosef. Shneema, the pasuk, famous pasuk says, "Toho your base Yaakov Eish." That base Yaakov will be like fire. U base Yosef Lahavra will be like the big flames. U base Esav Lakash, and Esav's house will be like kash, like straw. In other words, Yosef's fire is going to burn up Esav. So therefore, now that Yaakov had Yosef, now he wasn't afraid to go back to Yosef. It comes out all the mechamas against Esav was b'schus Yosef. For the Gemara, is that true? Esav had a kasha. It says, Vayakim David, when David fought Amalekim, it says, Mehaneshef yadere, from the evening, from the morning until the night time, the machrosam, Omalei, diakricha neviya, liakriyecha, viyadere. So, Mashma, David HaMelech himself, had mechom against Amalek, against Esav. So, Sechur and David didn't come from Yosef. So, Sechur, you see, did not need David, you did not need the Bnei Yosef to fight against Amalek, against Esav. Rashi says, Yaakim David by Amalek, that David fought the Amalekim. And David wasn't from Yosef. So you see that the Amalekim were given over to David without Beis Yosef. So Mori said, answer back, the Gemachrosim next day only said back to him, the Yaakrecha Neviyah, whoever taught you Neviyim, the Yaakrecha Ksuvah did not teach you Ksuvim, did not teach you Divri Ayyamim. Tehsiv, because it says in Divrei Yamim that Belechtoi El Tziklik, when they went back to find Tziklik, those are the people that the Amalekim that escaped. It says Noflu Olav Menashe, they fell in the hands of Menashe, Adno V'Yuzbad V'Yediel and Micho V'Yuzved V'Leliu V'Tzolsi Rosh Afayim Hashel Menashe. So it comes out they had to come on to Shevet Menashe, and Menashe was from Shevet Yosef. Menashe was Yosef's son. Senech Nami. It's not true. Whenever they fought against Amalek, it was always Beschus Yosef. That's always called also like that. When you have two Mashiachs, the first Mashiach is supposed to be Mashiach ben Yosef, so that's the Kirch to fight against Amalek. That's the Kirch to fight against Yosef. And then there'll be the Mashiach ben David. But the first Mashiach, Mashiach ben Yosef, we need always a ben Yosef. Yosef has the power to go against Amalek, to go against the last Muhammad we'll have. So that's why first there'll be the Mashiach Shal Yosef, and then we'll have the Mashiach ben David. All right, turn over.
Weiter. Yeah, but the Elohim Hashem. Moser Rabbi Yosef, the question is Moser Rabbi Yosef. Or the Pasuk says, Lemehoser min b'nei Shimon. But from the b'nei Shimon, Hochu lahas sayir anoshim chamesh shmeyus, opalti nirer rofi v'yaziel, ben yisha b'roshom. Vayakum asheres apletas l'amolik. So Mash was the b'nei Shimon that went to fight against Amalek, not Yosef. Vayesh v'shvam ada yom azeh. So again, Mash was fought against Amalek without b'nei Yosef. Omar Rabbah no, Omar Rabbah Vashelo, Yishai me b'nei Menashe i'osi. That Yishai was from Menashe, which was from Yosef. The Pasuk says, O b'nei Menashe, chef of Yishai. Smail again, when they went to fight against Amalek, they needed the shchus of b'nei Yosef. Tana Rabban, went like this. Ha b'chor, a regular b'chor, noito pishnam takes two portions, pizroya of l'chraim of the keva. If the father is a kohen, so according to the matnas kun of every animal, you have to give them the zroya, the thighs, lachiyayin, the cheeks, the cave in the stomach. So b'chor gets two portions. Uva megdoshim, hodin akotshim, or b'chor gets two portions. And uva shvach, sheshivchu nechosum liyachem isasaviyim. Let's say the father died and had property, and the property by itself got more valuable. Shvach, things grew on it, like he had an orchard, and the trees blossomed. So even what blossoms later on after the father's death, the Bechor also gets two portions of it. Now the Gemara explains. Ketzah, what does this mean? Muchkeres. The father left over a cow that was being muchkeres means like hired out. Or else the muchkeres rented out. Biyadachem by somebody else. Or Shoyseroya Biafri was pasturing and in the fields. The Yoda, a Bechor, and the father gave birth to a Bechor. So this Bechor, Naito Pishnaim, he takes two portions. Because these things are considered part of the father's Nechosim. We'll soon see why it's not called Ro. Avol, Benoi, Bonu Batim. Let's say they build houses. Like after the father dies, then they build up houses. For not to crumb, or later they planted vineyards. Then what grows out of that, ain't b'chor noto pishnayim. On that, a b'chor does not get two portions. Yeah. Because that's called ro, what's fitting to come later, and that he doesn't get two portions. That's the klal. A b'chor only gets what the father has right now, and not what's coming to him later. It will soon explain. Now it sounds like this. The first part of it was... Hai zroya v'chaim v'yakei v'echidomi. What do you mean to say he gets two portions in the zroya in the matnas kuna? E di osliya de avu, and if the pshat is these matanas were given over to the father and then the father died and now he has two sons, so the b'chor gets two portions. Pshita, of course. It's a regular Yerusha. V'idali osliya de avu, and let's say the people did not give it to the father yet, so rohu, it's only fitting to come to the father. And the klal is, V'yein ha-b'chor noita b'roch of the b'chzak. The b'chor only yashmas two portions what the father has already. And that's something that's first going to come to the father later on. So Mara says true. Hoch, we're talking about true, the father did not receive it yet. But we're talking about a case of b'makira kuna, askinan. That means that you do already that these people give it to this kohen. Whether he's the mishpacha, it's you do already, he doesn't give it to anybody else. So it's against the shal exactly how makira kuna works. Rashbam learns Shayan Shayya Kroivim Umakirov. The people in this town were a Kurov to this Kayin, and they knew him. They knew him. Therefore Mazakim Lazikha Gomer, as if they were Mazakat him before, even before they gave it to him, it blinds like they were Mazakarat him. Other places the Torah says obliges as if Makirakun, as if all the other people are miyayish from it. So therefore it automatically goes to him. Kakopunim, in the case of Makirakuna, where we know for sure these matonis will go to the father, it's still like the father has it right now. Therefore when the father dies, the Bechor takes two portions.
Yeah.
U the Ishkato Bechaya the Avun. And really, it was shechted. They shechted the animal when the father was alive. Well, sovereign, this time holds, matonish lehurmu, kemish rumudami, that even though they didn't take off the portions yet, but it's considered as if they take off the portions. So as soon as they shechted the animal, it's considered as if the zroya, the lechiyayim, the keva, was given over to this kohen, because he was the makirakuna. So therefore, the father dies then, his son gets two portions. For the Gemara Mukdoshim, if the father has a korban, so when the father dies, the son gets two portions. For the Gemara Lavdi Deninu, it doesn't belong to the father. Kotshim belongs to Hashem. So Gemara, we're talking about the Kotshim Kalim, talking about like a Shlomim. The Aliva of Yosiak Lili. The owner of Yosiak Lili says, Mamam Bailamu, that Kotshim Kalim is belonged by the owner. Therefore, if the father, the Kohen, owned two Shlomims, or three, when he dies, the Bechor gets two portions. Titani, we learned the Pasuk says, "Lomola mova Hashem, l'rabbis kotshim kalim sheimam and bailim divrav yosek lili." That he holds kotshim kalim like a bechor or like shlomim is called owned by the owner. So he says, "Haniyach." Then the next case was Haniyach le maviyam pora mukheres. The father left over his pora that was like mukheres means, you know, not rented out, but it worked that for people take it to use it and they'll pay back half of it. The keres means like it's in business, it's in work. People took it to work with it. Umas keres, or else if it's rented out, biyad acherim, or shor zeroye biyef, or else it was tam pasturing in the fields, viyold the bechor, then the father gave birth to bechor, neither of pishnayim. For the more hash, the mukeres, the muskeres. Now you're telling me a chiddush, even though the spara is like rented out by somebody else, or it's hired out by somebody else. The lab rishus of the mara did to kaima. It's not really in the father's rishus right now. Really, it's hired out or rented out. Still amata shokel. Still, you tell me it's called that the father really still owns it, and therefore the bechor gets two portions. Is so roya b'yefer when you only have the parah that samamish belongs to the father, just that it's out in the fields, pasturing me boy. Do you have to tell me that the bechor gets two portions like pshita? It was just out in the fields eating, but of course it still belongs to the father. So Mora says true, but how come Ashman is what it's teaching us over here? That the Mukheris or Muskeris, Dumya the Raya Biafi, should know that even though the Pur is rented out to somebody else, or it's hired out to somebody else, still it's considered like it belongs to the father. And it's as if his Pur is just pasturing out in the fields. Yeah. Why? Because Shvacha de Mela Kosi, Vulakachosi Bomezaina, that it's Shvach that comes by itself. They're not missing any mezainis. So therefore, it's a shvach that comes by itself. Any shvach, any extra stuff that comes to the father's property by itself, that's called as if the father's a muchzik already. And that's the case where the poro is just eating outside in the fields. If so, af mukheres